So begin by settling down into your body. And just wiggling a little bit, gently. Flexing your fingers and your toes. Moving your shoulders, rotate your shoulders a little bit so you're aware of them and they relax. Place your awareness in your left shoulder. Place your awareness in your right shoulder. Place your awareness in your left ankle. Rotate your foot a little bit. Place your awareness in your right ankle. Rotate your foot just a little bit. And letting your breath relax into its natural rhythm, rising and falling, rising and falling. Let yourself fall into your breath. So spirit is breathing you, the earth is breathing you. And holding you. As you journey to deepen your intuition. To develop the natural skill of intuition. So that it is a precious and valued source in the totality of your growth in this lifetime. Breathing into your heart center. Traveling through your heart center into the inner realms, into the light world, into the imaginal realms. You find yourself walking on a cobblestone road in an old city. The sun is clear and bright, and there's also a breeze. It's cooling. You walk past beautiful old houses, trees that have lined these streets for many, many years. And you follow your feet. Until you come to a small temple and you know that's where you were going. The door is unlocked. And you step inside. Light comes through the windows of the temple. The floors are multicolored tiles. And worn. And there's a small altar with a cushion in front of it so you can sit comfortably. And on the altar is a vase of flowers, just wildflowers and grasses. And a candle burning brightly, even though the room is light. You can see the flame clearly. So settle yourself comfortably on the cushion. And then put your attention on your first chakra. It's tucked under your tailbone. It's really at the perineum. Imagine that chakra, sense it. And then let it open just a bit more. Than it would be in its ordinary position. First chakra, the very essence of life. Come into the second chakra, a few inches below your navel. Breathe into it, let it open. A little more than its ordinary position. Second chakra. The manifest world. Breathe into the third chakra at your solar plexus. Letting it expand, letting it open a bit more. Third chakra, your connection to the immediate world around you. And they follow the colors of the rainbow. Red is the first, orange is the second, yellow is the third. Come up into the fourth chakra, your heart, letting it expand a little bit. The fourth chakra is green and pink. A place of love and a place of intuition. Fifth chakra at your throat. Throat chakra is blue. Breathe into it, let it expand a little. Throat chakra is the point of expression, praise, song, speech. Third eye. Let it expand a little. Indigo. Shimmering. The intuitive point of vision. And then up to the last chakra. Crown of your head. Breathe up into it. The color is violet. It opens out. And up. So you have all the colors of the rainbow. You've intentionally opened your chakras, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. And let your gaze rest on the candle flame. Just rest, as if your eyes were just easy and relaxed, the lids relax. Gazing at the colors, the moving colors of the flame. The movement of the flame itself. It's gotten a little darker outside, so you see it more clearly. Imagine the power of the fire element, part of your natural being. And call upon its power to assist your intuition. And then ask for guidance about whatever area of creativity you have chosen. Gazing softly at the flame. And then if you wish, you can close your eyes and just wait, asking for guidance about an area of creativity in your life at this moment. Take whatever you get. Could be an image or a word, or just knowing, or a sensation, or some combination of those. may come. The intuitive moment may come very quickly, may need to wait a little longer. And then taking whatever it is, I'm going to take it back with you. Go through the chakras again. Spinning each one, beginning with the first, so it rests in its natural position. In doing intuitive work, you may deliberately open your chakras. You want them to rest in their natural position, which does move, they do breathe. As you come back, first chakra, second chakra just below your navel, third in your solar plexus, fourth in your heart, fifth in your throat, sixth in the third eye, seventh at the crown. Always want to realign yourself, balance yourself. And then blow the candle out. Thanking it, thanking fire for its light, inspiration, and power. Leave the temple, leaving the door unlocked. Come back along the cobble streets of the city. Come all the way back to your body and realign with your body. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Everything aligned. Breathing vitality into every cell, every atom and every molecule. Rest your left hand on your heart center, your right hand over it. And say to yourself, may I be happy, and with us all, may all beings be happy. May I be free from suffering. May all beings be free from suffering. May I be free from the roots of suffering, and may all beings be free from the roots of suffering. May I be healthy and peaceful. May all beings be healthy and peaceful. And bless your body. Bless your body, the home of this incarnation. Come back into the room. We're all together. It's dark. The lights are on in the city. Stretch your muscles gently before you move, and slowly come back to the circle. Take your time.